Hi everyone, welcome to Better Together, an As We podcast. For future reference, As We, as in A-S-W-E, stands for the Alzheimer's Society of Windsor and Essex County. This podcast will feature engaging conversations with guests ranging from community leaders to care partners and persons living with dementia to raise awareness about this disease. You're listening to Better Together, an As We podcast, and this is episode 30. My name is Cindy, and I'm joined today by clients from the Men's Club. The Men's Club is an established club here at the Alzheimer's Society, and my first guest is Joe. Hi, Joe. How are you?
I'm doing well.
Can you let us know what your full name is?
Joe Humphrey Lewis Jr.
Wow. And what did you do for work, Joe?
I was an electrician. On the outside, an electrician at Ford.
Did you enjoy what you did for work?
Oh, yes. Enjoying my work. I really got to travel as far as Iowa.
Wow.
Florida.
Out of all those places.
Indiana.
Indiana.
Yeah.
Out of all those places you traveled, which one was your favorite?
Well, I can't say anyone's favorite, but the places where you could go and get a job through the IBEW that I worked at, and the nice people that were there. Some people were sometimes weren't so nice, but it was my choice to work for anybody that I wanted to. Mm-hmm. That's what I like about the IBEW.
Did you stay at the places long when you went to travel, or they were short trips?
Well, we were always when I'd travel, knowing that this job is going to go in a certain period of time. Mm-hmm. And we just accepted that then we're going to go to another job in that. We're not tied to a company, not tied to anything, although I was fortunate enough to work for Ford Motor Company for 20-some years, mm-hmm. and retired from there and kept my union card.
Wow.
So I could, when we went on strike at Ford, I went somewhere and worked. I never, ever was out of a job.
And how did you get into, do you say electrician?
Yes.
How did you get into electrician?
Well, when I got out of the military, well, I was had military taught me the electrical trade, and I've worked on airplanes, all the Air Force plane. I was in Missouri.
Mm-hmm.
I was in the Air Force there. And that's where I got my electrical trade, but it was working on planes.
Yep.
I worked on a lot of airplanes and fighter pilots, fighter planes, cargo planes, and just any plane that would land in Missouri,
mm-hmm.
in Kansas City. So,
are you American or Canadian?
I'm born American. Born in Kentucky in 1943.
Wow, and then you moved to Canada?
Well, my dad was in the war in 1943.
Mm-hmm.
And I stayed with my, we had a house. My mom had a house. And it was, I always having people around. It was my grandmother who lived just around Ridge, it was up on a hill, my grandmother's house was, and then my father's house was over far, and my mom said I always was getting away and getting to go to grandma. Got to go see grandma, you know.
Yeah.
But that was how, after the war, we moved to my mom and dad moved to Ohio. Mm-hmm. I went to a high school, through high school, in Frankfort, Ohio. That's where I went. And out of Frankfort, Ohio, I went to Biloxi, Mississippi for Air Force training. Mm-hmm. And the Air Force, I spent my 4 years there. And in between there, I had some difficulties. I got married when I shouldn't have, and I had a daughter there. Mm-hmm. She's still with her mother in Missouri. Refuses to come to see me. I don't blame her. Mm-hmm. But I've got a family now. I've got a son. I've got a daughter. They both are doing well for themselves. My daughter's working for, and my son works for himself. He's got his own business, and he's doing a really good job with his family. So mm-hmm.
That's all you can ask for, right?
Right, and I got two grandsons and two granddaughters.
And your wife?
My wife is, 74 years old? Mm-hmm. I think. I hope I didn't say too much.
We'll say she's 23.
Yeah. Thank you.
And what did your wife do for work?
She was a nurse. Mm-hmm. She's a registered nurse. She worked for doctors for 20 years. We had the kids, and that's it, the daughter and the son.
And then you got some grandkids.
Now I have grandkids, yeah.
What do you like to do on your free time?
Well, free time right now is not anything I can challenge, because dementia really takes a toll on you. Mm-hmm. Even you know what you have. It's something that you wouldn't wish on anybody. Mm-hmm. Everybody thinks that way, but it's a terrible disease. I'm constantly asking my wife what to do and what things, and which is really not normal, because I was, before this disease, I could do a lot and do things and go places and do things that I was, as an electrician, I could go, everybody wanted me to work on their house.
Yeah.
You know, and I would do that. Anybody that was a friend of mine, I would do that. I've had friends have me put wiring up for their pools and put, I just go and do work for them and free.
Yeah.
I wasn't charging people for work.
So since this diagnosis of your dementia, you're unable to do a lot of the things that you used to do?
Driving, number one.
Driving is number one.
But it was just a disaster there when they took my license away. Mm-hmm. But I know what, it's the right thing.
Yes.
And if anybody else out there, yeah, you cannot drive with dementia.
If it becomes unsafe, right, for everyone around you.
Yes. Mm-hmm. You have to know that you can't do it.
Yeah.
And then there comes the times with this times in me, I can tell you, you'll get lost. Mm-hmm. You will get lost and not know where you are if you're out without it. And you need somebody you can call.
So what, do you go for walks still?
I go for walks with my wife. Mm-hmm. And it's on the track down, where I live.
And near your house?
Yeah. They used to have big, what do you call it, festivals there.
Oh, like the corn festival and stuff,
yeah.
Used to be there. Oh, I know which one you're talking about. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
I see that you're wearing a hockey sweater. Are you a big fan of hockey?
Oh, this was my grandson's hockey team that won
they won the championship?
Yes.
Did you play any sports growing up, Joe?
Yes, I played baseball, football.
And which one was your favorite out of the two?
I even played basketball.
Oh, I love basketball.
Well, I was very clumsy at basketball. When I go in, there would be two fouls. Toot, toot, toot.
Right away?
Right away. Smacking their arms.
What position did you play in football?
Quarterback.
Oh, quarterback. Okay.
Yeah. So.
And in baseball, what position did you play?
First base and right field.
Right field?
Yeah.
And did you play any sports in college?
Or university? No, no, never went to college.
Okay, so you went straight from high school to becoming an electrician. Oh, the military.
Yeah.
And then?
The Air Force, yeah.
Nice.
The okay. Air Force. I worked on the planes. I did worked on the navigation and stuff like that. And IFF, which is identification of friend or foe. That's on the plane. And we worked, I was anything that they was like a speaking or anything.
Steering?
I made sure all the navigation things worked on the plane.
Yeah.
They come out. And the guys land their plane, then they write up things on what happens, and then if it pertains to me, we could find out what it is. I could replace it and put it out, take the thing off the plane, put another new one in, and then that was it. Make sure the plane could work, everything on it.
Did you ever fly a plane?
No. Flew behind the pilot.
Oh, okay. Just to make sure everything was working?
No, that was just to give me a ride.
Oh, cool. So, Joe, you attend the day program here at the Alzheimer's Society.
Yes.
Do you enjoy it?
So far, every person in here should get a raise.
You're awesome, Joe. Everybody loves you. Everyone knows you at the office, which is great. We just took a quick walk here, and all I heard was, Joe, hey, Joe, you're a superstar here.
Well, my wife says, you talk too much. I said, a stranger's just a friend I haven't met yet.
Yep, you're absolutely right. What's your favorite things to do at the day program? What do you enjoy doing there?
Oh, I mean, it's the camaraderie with all the people, mm-hmm. You know, communicating. When you have what I have, you don't get to go where, you know, places. I mean, I'm fortunate that my wife can take me out for things and anything.
Mm-hmm.
And my daughter can come by and pick me up and take me places.
Yeah.
I got family that's really good. I got a son that lives on Boblo Island,
mm-hmm.
And he's got two wonderful girls, and my daughter has two wonderful boys. One of them is in the military,
yeah.
And the others, I call him my genius. This guy is one of the smartest kids that for, what do you call it, artificial
intelligence?
Yes, he is. He's going to Tennessee. He's in university, mm-hmm. Windsor, and he just graduated with honors last week.
Wow.
He's a pretty smart kid, and he was called. Somebody got a hold of him and has him to go to Tennessee and give a presentation of artificial
intelligence. Wow,
he can look up his name. He's one of the, his prof, he said he's the smartest kid I have ever known.
Mm.
So.
You must be so proud.
Oh, yeah. I really am.
You know where he gets it from?
Well, I'd like to say part of it is because my grandsons are just great. The one that's in the military, he's an officer. So I got a military officer, and then I got a guy that's very smart. People wants him to come and teach them how this artificial intelligence is going to affect you people.
Mm-hmm.
And he is, I just can't say enough about him.
That's amazing. You raised a really beautiful family, eh?
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Joel, what is your biggest accomplishment in life?
Life in itself. Yes, because I was in the Air Force. When I was there, I got married to a woman there,
mm-hmm.
and it all in 4 years. It was pretty nasty, and that was gone.
Mm-hmm.
And I ended up with a daughter from that lady,
mm-hmm.
and she's still in there. She's got four kids now, which I've never seen. So it is what it is.
Yeah.
So.
It's okay. It just shows that you can rebuild a good life after going through some hard times, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and even when there's been times that I had to go out of town to work,
mm-hmm.
because I work with the IBEW, which is the international. Anyway, IBEW, Brotherhood of Electrical Workers.
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I joined that, and I've never been without a job. I might have to go for the job, like move, like we've gone many times. When we were younger, and my wife, and we had no kids or anything, I get a job. I would have to go to Chicago to get work, and then over to Iowa to get work.
So you've always had a job. You never had a hard time finding a job.
No.
Because you were a part of the IBEW.
That's correct.
Wow. Okay, that's a good thing for our listeners to know.
If you, the IBEW for an electrician is the best thing you can have for a job, because you will always be able to work there.
Mm-hmm.
And I've done that. I've worked in Florida.
Yeah.
Louisiana, all the way out to Iowa. Yeah, that far.
Joe, what's one piece of advice you would give to someone that is just trying to find their way?
That's pretty hard, because I went through the military, and it's challenging,
mm-hmm.
and good. For you, challenging and good. They don't do anything with you bad.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, If you follow orders, it's good.
Mm-hmm. So it helped build character.
Yes.
Well, thank you so much for being with me today. I just wanted our listeners to get to know more about you and what you thought about the Adult Day program, because it's the men's club there today, right?
Yes.
What do you think about the men's club?
It's very good, but I'm there's a few people that are there that you got to take care of a lot.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot there. And I'm always afraid one of those guys are going to fall.
Yeah. When, so you're always looking out for them?
Oh, yes. If I'm around them, mm-hmm. Yeah. I make sure that I'm a pretty stable person here, mm-hmm. of my
physique,
body.
Yes.
Yeah. And I can see we have some guys that are real bad.
Mm-hmm.
I know what's happening here.
Mm-hmm.
It's not pretty, but you gotta live with it.
Yep, you're doing it. You're doing it really good, Joe.
Yeah, I have. Don't know what to say here. Say, God, give me something here to fight for.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe I've got to do a better,
yes.
better fight.
And I think you're doing an amazing job. And I feel like everybody around you feels it and knows it too. They all love you in there.
Well, to hear that is awesome.
And it just shows what kind of person you are. You're so easy to talk to. You're going to make me cry. You're such an amazing soul, Joe. And everybody can feel it. You see how many of my coworkers came in today to say hi to you?
Yeah. That's good.
Yeah.
It's good. Better get this done.
You're going to make me cry.
Yeah.
But no, you're an amazing soul, and you're fighting the good fight, Joe. You're doing everything you can. You're socializing, you're staying active,
yeah.
You're exercising,
yep.
It's all good things.
Yeah, and that's really, if you have this, you can't just say, oh, I'm done.
Yeah.
You gotta stay another day.
Yep, you gotta keep fighting.
I got another day,
mm-hmm.
And that's it, another day. One day at a time.
Mm-hmm. You lived a good life, eh?
Well, I don't really know how old I am, but I can't tell you right away. It was 1943 when I was born, so.
Oh, 1943, okay.
Yeah. That was pretty good. The war was that way. And my father was in the war.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I lived up here on a hill in Kentucky.
Yeah.
My grandmother lived here. There was a path all to there.
Yeah.
I would go to get away from my mother and run over to see my grandmother.
Wow.
She was, I think I was three years old and I was running away to see Grandma.
That's awesome.
And my grandmother was one of the best.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. But.
What was her name?
Martha.
Martha, Grandma Martha?
Yep. Yeah. She would, this one to this one. I have my cousins that lived over here at the same time.
Yeah.
And I was over here. Well, and I would go to there or what. But, and they would come for a Sunday meal.
Mm-hmm.
Grandma always did that. So we all come in. Now, she would set me here, and then the other two boys here, and then she said, I got to give Joe the milk,
mm-hmm.
and you guys got to get water. So I was the...
You were just a good kid all around.
She said, well, my grandma was, what are you doing? Giving me milk and giving my cousins water.
Mm-hmm.
And of course they knew what was going on, grandma's pet.
Yeah.
So I thought that all the time in my life. Every time I could think of, oh, giving me milk and giving my cousins water.
That's awesome.
Yeah, you know, I always said that, and they were turned out to be two good guys.
Mm-hmm.
One went to the Marines, and the other one was a guy in the tower of landing planes.
Oh, okay.
He had to be on call. He said, "Well, every airplane was over on the landing area."
Landing area, yep.
He had to tell which one did you go here, you go here, you go there.
Wow.
And the worst thing I had though in my career in the Air Force was a big airplane was landed, and it was taken about, I think there was 60 people on the plane.
Mm-hmm.
It took off and went up, and it went up, and then it started going sideways and up, and then it crashed.
Wow.
And they found the nose cone 30 feet in the ground.
Oh.
And nobody survived.
Yeah.
And that was the worst thing I ever saw.
Wow. And you witnessed all of that?
Yeah, but it was gone.
Mm-hmm.
But you knew it hit the ground. But where I was, I could have been two miles away.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just watching the plane crash.
Right.
And didn't see the crash. All you saw was, from where I was all the smoke and everything going up. And knowing what was gone. Everybody's gone.
Mm-hmm.
And there was some good friends on there.
I'm so sorry you had to witness that.
Well, it's better than me being in the war and shooting somebody.
Mm-hmm.
I was glad I never had to do that.
Yeah.
I mean, if you went to kill somebody, it's not, you know, your brain shouldn't say you're going to kill this guy.
Mm-hmm.
However, in the way it is, I have to do this because he's going to do it to me. He's my enemy. I cannot let him kill me.
Yeah.
Those are things. It's war, and it's terrible.
It's terrible, yep.
But now you can't tell me that there's always going to be wars because everybody doesn't have the same thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
Our thoughts. We want liberty for, you know, other places.
I'm going to ask you a few questions, and these are either or questions, so you let me know which one you would prefer, okay? Do you prefer cats or dogs?
Dogs.
Do you prefer chocolate or vanilla?
Chocolate.
Do you prefer ice cream or cake?
Ice cream.
Do you prefer a minivan or a coupe?
A minivan.
Okay, and do you prefer the beach or a cabin?
Cabin.
Do you prefer a staycation or a vacation?
Vacation.
And where would you go on vacation if you had the opportunity to?
Well, the one is Florida, Florida, Florida.
Florida has your heart, eh?
Mm-hmm.
That's amazing. Well, thank you so much, Joe, for being here with me today. To all of our listeners, my call to action for all of you, keep participating in our fundraising and campaign events. Let's keep talking about dementia to raise awareness about this disease. Our podcast drops every last Friday of the month on Spotify, Amazon Music. It's also available on YouTube as well, on our YouTube page. It's Alzheimer Windsor. Let's keep talking about Alzheimer's disease and other dementias. Thank you so much, Joe, for being with me today.
You're welcome.
You want to go party?
Well, I'll go outside and see the guys.
Okay.